See what great love the Father has lavished on us. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 178. This is the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in just a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. I'm glad you're here today. If you would like to get in touch with me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today's reading is Psalms 75 through 77. And to find out what Bible translations I'm using today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 178, or check your podcast app. I'm going to do something just a little bit different today. The chapters we're going to read there in Psalms are pretty short, so I'm going to dive a bit deeper with my commentary. It's going to be a little longer today. I hope you don't mind. I think my thoughts will be especially encouraging for the season we're in, and I'm not talking about the Christmas season. After my commentary, but before I sign off the episode, I'm going to share a song from Brian Duncan's album, A Neo Soul Christmas. Now, before you skip that, this is not the typical Christmas music at all. Please listen carefully to the lyrics. I really do think you'll be blessed. Now, we are counting down to Saturday's episode. At the end of that show, we'll be exactly halfway through the Bible, one half or 50%. So to commemorate that, anyone who donates $50 to support the show will receive a special thank you on Saturday's show and in the show notes, and I'll send you a signed copy of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. You can donate at lifespringmedia.com/support. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I ask that as we open your word today, you speak to our hearts, Lord. Touch our ears, touch our eyes, touch our heart. Help us, Lord, to see what it is you have for us today and how we can apply it to our lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 75. Our God, we thank you for being so near to us. Everyone celebrates your wonderful deeds. You have set a time to judge with fairness. The earth trembles and the people shake. You alone keep its foundation firm. You tell every bragger, stop bragging. And to the wicked you say, don't boast of your power, stop bragging, quit telling me how great you are. Our Lord and our God, victory doesn't come from the east or the west or from the desert. You are the one who judges. You can take away power and give it to others. You hold in your hand a cup filled with wine, strong and foaming. You will pour out some for every sinful person on this earth, and they will have to drink until it is gone. But I will always tell about you, the God of Jacob, and I will sing your praise. Our Lord, you will destroy the power of evil people, but you will give strength to those who are good. Psalms chapter 76. People in Judah know God. People in Israel respect his name. His temple is in Salem. His house is on Mount Zion. There he shattered the arrows, shields, swords, and other weapons of war. Selah. God, you are glorious coming back from the hills where you defeated your enemies. They thought they were strong, but now they lie dead in the fields. Their bodies are stripped of all they owned. They could not defend themselves. The God of Jacob shouted at them, and their army of chariots and horses fell dead. God, you are awesome. No one can stand against you when you are angry. You stood as judge and announced your decision. You saved the humble people of the land. From heaven you gave the decision, and the whole earth was silent and afraid. Even human anger can bring you honor when you use it to punish your enemies. People, you made promises to the Lord your God. Now give him what you promised. People everywhere fear and respect God, and they will bring gifts to him. God defeats great leaders. All the kings on earth fear him. Psalms chapter 77. I cry out to God. I call to God, and he will hear me. I look for the Lord on the day of trouble. All night long I reach out my hands, but I cannot be comforted. When I remember God, I become upset. When I think, I become afraid. Selah. You keep my eyes from closing. I am too upset to say anything. I keep thinking about the old days, the years of long ago. At night, I remember my songs. I think and ask myself, will the Lord reject us forever? Will he never be kind to us again? Is his love gone forever? Has he stopped speaking for all time? Has God forgotten mercy? Is he too angry to pity us? Selah. Then I say, this is what makes me sad. For years the power of God Most High was with us. I remember what the Lord did. I remember the miracles you did long ago. I think about all the things you did and consider your deeds. God, your ways are holy. No God is as great as our God. You are the God who does miracles. You have shown people your power. By your power you have saved your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. God, the waters saw you. They saw you and became afraid. The deep waters shook with fear. The clouds poured down their rain. The sky thundered. Your lightning flashed back and forth like arrows. Your thunder sounded in the whirlwind. Lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. You made a way through the sea and paths through the deep waters, but your footprints were not seen. You led your people like a flock by using Moses and Aaron. Today I'm going to dive a little bit deeper, and we're going to talk about Psalm 77. When we look back at the year 2020, and I include nearly every person old enough to be aware of his or her surroundings, we will remember the COVID-19 pandemic and the effect it has had on our lives. We're going to remember the reports of loss of lives, the lockdowns, the isolation of loved ones, the masks, the ruination of millions of businesses, the loss of jobs, the depletion of savings accounts, the complete upending of hundreds of millions, if not billions of lives. Who would have thought that this could happen, as it has, on a global scale? When we consider how life has changed for nearly everyone on the planet, we have to ask, where is God in all this? Is he aware of what's happening? Doesn't he hear our cries for help? I think this psalm fits our time, fits our season well. In verse 1, the psalmist said, I cry out to God, I call to God, and he will hear me. Beloved, be encouraged. When we call out to God, he does hear us. He hears the cries of the righteous, those who are his. And beloved, he is our loving Heavenly Father. 1 John 3:1 tells us, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are. That word lavished is not used by accident. To lavish on someone is to give them more and more and more, of even more than they could have thought about asking for. What great love the Father has lavished on us. Yes, he is our Father, and he does call us his children. And since we are his children, we know that he will not leave us empty-handed. Listen to this promise from Matthew 7:11-12. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Our God is our Father, and he loves us. Verse 5 says, I keep thinking about the old days, the years of long ago. Well, beloved, for us, we don't have to remember that far back to better times, do we? And it is painful to think that life may not return to what we considered normal for a very long time, if ever. Some have said that we have to get used to a new normal. Well, if you're anything like me, you don't want to accept a new normal. I don't know what's ahead, but I do know that whatever waits for us, God is there, and he does not change. God does not change. He is still that loving Heavenly Father we just talked about, just like he was yesterday, just as he is today, just like he is forever. Verses 6 through 9 say, at night I remember my songs. I think and I ask myself, will the Lord reject us forever? Will he never be kind to us again? Is his love gone forever? Has he stopped speaking for all time? Has God forgotten mercy? Is he too angry to pity us? When we're depressed, when we have anxiety, sleep is often elusive. I think that's one of the reasons for the spikes we've read about in drug and alcohol abuse in 2020. We lie in bed and we worry. And those of us who are believers might ask ourselves these questions that the psalmist asked. To be sure, sin is rampant in the world today, and I can't help but believe that a righteous, holy God must surely be angry at what he sees. And the Bible tells us that judgment is on the way. We know that. We don't know when, but we know that just as night follows day, judgment is coming. But beloved, because God never changes, his promises for those of us who are his do not change. I don't know what life will look like in the near future, but I do know that he will care for us. He will not abandon us. We are his. As Romans 8:38 tells us, and I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Oh, beloved, we have to hang on to that. Verse 10 says, Then I say, this is what makes me sad. For years the power of God Most High was with us. Isn't it just like us, beloved, to take for granted the things we have? It isn't until we lose those things that we appreciate them. Do you have a roof over your head? Thank God for it. Do you have food in your belly? Thank God for it. Do you have transportation? Thank God for it. We even take the presence of God for granted. We take the blessings of God for granted. Those things I just asked you about, those are blessings from God. Here in America, we took for granted the fact that we could freely attend church with our brothers and sisters in Christ. That was a blessing from God. And we can say with the psalmist, for years, the power of God Most High was with us. And then, the rest of the psalm recounts many of the ways that God's power was manifested on the earth. And again I say, God does not change. All those things that the psalmist recited, God doesn't change. No matter what happens here on earth, God is God. But because of the rebellious lot that is the human race, God allows seasons of drought and seasons of rain. When he puts us through a drought, people become thirsty for him. Sometimes droughts last a long time. So be it. Beloved, it is our calling to stand fast, to cling to his word, and to share the good news with a lost and dying world. Not everyone wants to hear. Some never will, and some have just not gotten thirsty enough. That's okay. That's on them. But it is on us to never tire of sharing the good news that has the power to save men's and women's souls. Beloved, we have the answer, and his name is Jesus.
Your grace I seek. Love. this child of whom the angels sing knows my joy, feels my suffering. Shining star, make this love you bring so bright that I
Beloved, I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading tomorrow will be Proverbs 7. Please remember that Saturday's episode, number 181, we will have completed half of the Bible. And to commemorate that, anyone who donates $50 to support the show will receive a special thank you on Saturday's show and in the show notes, and I'll send you a signed copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. You can donate at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.